Abbott, what's wrong with geology?
Let me put this in a way you'll understand, Penny. Do you remember how you explained to me that the Kardashians aren't real celebrities? Well, geology is the Kardashians of science.
Have you considered studying standard model physics?
You want me to give up string theory for something that's less advanced? You know, why don't you break up with Penny and start dating a brown bear?
Like you could get a brown bear.
I've got a good job. I could buy salmon. You don't know.
Maybe you could make your new field of study the calculation of nuclear matrix elements.
Oh, please. If I wanted to take up a fad, I'd get a tramp stamp.
What about loop quantum gravity?
Oh, Duchess, look at me. My quantum gravity is positively loopy.
Who's the Duchess?
One of the people that lives in his head.
I hope he's this distraught if he ever breaks up with me.
Well, if he does, I'll see if my bear has a friend.
Sheldon, have you ever considered not rushing into something new? I mean, why don't you take your time, enjoy your freedom? Maybe something new to study will find you.
That's actually not bad advice. You know, I didn't seek out string theory. It just hit me over the head one day.
How does that happen?
A bully chased me through the school library and hit me over the head with the biggest book he could find.
Okay, how about we toast your newfound freedom?
Normally I refrain from alcohol, but since my cerebral cortex is twiddling its proverbial thumbs, why not soak it in grape juice that's been pre-digested by a fungus?
And you wonder why other children beat you with books. Cheers!
Emily, what do you do?
I'm a dermatology resident at Huntington Hospital.
And you know what that means? Someone's skin's about to be softer than ever.
This is making me crazy. I know you from somewhere.
Oh, Howard was an astronaut. Maybe that's where you saw him.
Wow, that's amazing. What was that like?
It was the most incredible experience of my life. Up there in the space station.
Oh my God, I remember.
Can I finish my astronaut story?
It was 4 years ago.
Please don't say it.
We were set up on a blind date.
Please don't say it.
You came to my apartment.
You're saying it.
What happened?
Oh, what happened?
Okay, I'll say it. I was on the way to pick her up. My stomach felt a little funny. But when I got there, I asked if I could use her bathroom.
Please don't say it.
One roll of toilet paper, and 20 minutes later, I was so humiliated, I stuck out the window and never saw her again.
You know what else I never saw again? My security deposit.
I'm sorry. I tried to unclog it, but you didn't have a plunger and water was spilling out everywhere.
Right. Just water.
Look, I have felt terrible about this for years, and I'm glad I have the opportunity to tell you just how sorry I am.
It's fine. All my friends love this story. They call you Clogzilla.
Get it? Because you clogged up her bathroom like a radioactive monster.
Yeah, I get it.
Howie.
Well, hey, it's not like cotton candy comes out of you.
Come on, let's get you to bed. You've had a lot to drink.
No more than Penny.
That's what I'm saying.
Bye. Empty room. Empty room. Empty room. When somebody says come in, I'm gonna freak out.
So, Emily, why did you decide to specialize in dermatology?
I like cutting people with knives, and all the other jobs where you get to do that are illegal.
You're kidding, right? Hmm?
She's scary, but it's a cute scary.
Can I say just one more thing? I had some kind of food poisoning that day. Sure, in retrospect, gas station sushi, maybe not the best choice. Nor was climbing out your window and running away. But I think we can all understand how humiliating that was, and I'd really appreciate it if we could move on.
We moved on a long time ago.
I'm just saying.
We moved on.
Okay, fine.
How's your suit?
It's all right. I could have filled the bowl a little more. Excuse me.
Where are you going?
I need some fresh air.
Been there.
Oh, no. What have I done?
How you feeling?
Not so good.
Are you gonna introduce me to your friend?
It's not my friend. Yeah, nothing happened.
I don't know, I heard you reading pretty loud last night.
Oh, dear Lord. Where's Amy?
After she put you to bed, she went home.
Oh, I should call her and apologize. Oh, no.
What?
Apparently, I called Stephen Hawking last night.
First new message.
Hawkman! It's your old buddy, Sheldonoscopy. How come you didn't pick up the phone? Oh, right. My bad.
You're awful quiet. Everything okay?
Not really. I had a bit of an embarrassing evening.
Oh, me too. What happened?
I drank alcohol and may have left an unfortunate voicemail for Stephen Hawking.
I wouldn't worry about it. He's got a pretty good sense of humor.
I hope so. What happened to you last night?
Well, turns out I'd already met the girl Raj is seeing when I did a number on her bathroom. And that number was 2.
Well, you know, I've always been a fan of a story told by Attar of Nishapur about a king who assembled a group of wise men to create a ring that would make him happy when he was sad. And that ring was inscribed with the phrase, "This too shall pass."
Hey, Koopa! Oh, I heard you drunk dialed Stephen Hawking last night? Classic!
Get out of here, Barry.
Whatever you say, Quagzilla.
Quagzilla, that's pretty funny. I don't think that's gonna pass.
Next message.
Is me again. I gave up string theory. You should give up black holes, and we can totally solve crimes together.
Next message.
You know what's great? Geology. Oh! Look at this geode. Oh, that's fun to say. Geode. Geode.
Next message.
Geode. Geode. I kiss girls now.
Next message.
Hey, guess who I am? Beep-bop, boop-bop. I'm you, get it?
Message.
Are you mad at me? Oh, no, you're mad at me. I'm so sorry. Beep, boop, boop.
Next message.
Thiospinyl sulfide. Thiospinyl sulfide. That's even more fun than Geo. Hey, did you see the Lego movie?
What a jackass.